Alto saxophonist Benny Carter is one of the jazz world's most reluctant virtuosi. He's been hailed as one of our greatest alto players for 60 years, but his modern records almost always leave you hungry for more horn. Take, for example, a pair of albums from 1987. A Carter retrospective with the American Jazz Orchestra showcased his fine writing more than his playing. On a cooperative date with the flashy pianist Oscar Peterson, Carter kept letting Peterson steal the show. Benny Carter's new album, My Kind of Trouble, on the Pablo label, is a bluesy straight-ahead session that gives him little place to hide. He has no choice but to show why, at age 81, he has the most sumptuous sound of any living alto player. Listen to him on Don Redman's Gee Baby, Ain't I Good to You, which Carter first recorded in 1929. Carter's companions on his new album include organist Art Hillary and guitarist Joe Pass. The altoist really struts his stuff on his blues, Berkeley Bounce. His singing attack reminds us that great jazz horn work is never far from the sound of the human voice. Carter develops his solo like a master improviser, but uses slurs and whispered notes for emphasis, the way a blues vocalist would. Benny Carter is typically generous about sharing solo room with his colleagues. I suspect the decades he spent playing anonymously in Hollywood studios made him determined to give every good improviser a break. There's some excellent work here by guitarist Joe Pass, who plays with more fire and grit than he usually does. Listen to the way his solo on the same piece takes off from the two softly honked notes with which Carter ends his solo. This stripped-down setting brings out the best in the rhythm section, too. Andy Simpkins is the bassist, and Ronnie Bedford is on drums. In recent years, discussion of Benny Carter has centered on his illustrious past and the quality of his compositions. But the best Benny Carter of all is Carter the saxophonist, and these days he's playing as well as, if not better than, ever. Whenever this too-modest giant can be induced to blow his own horn, it's a cause for celebration.